Her subjects have included John Lennon, Marching for Freedom, and now National Book Award finalist Elizabeth Partridge takes on the ultimate 60s topic, Vietnam. Her new book, Boots on the Ground, drops readers onto the front lines, into the middle of pitch-black nights in the jungle, violent firefights, and grisly medical procedures. Culled from hours of interviews and research, Partridge's incisive account of the seminal era in America's history is a compelling introduction for many young readers. Again, the name of the book is Boots on the Ground. It is published by Viking Books for young readers, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Elizabeth Partridge back to the roundtable. Elizabeth, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So when it comes to this subject, when did you know that you wanted to write about Vietnam and write about our participation in this war and write for young people?
Okay.
Meaning not young people in general, but writing this story for young people.
Yeah. I went to visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and was just overwhelmed. And actually, you know, touching all those names and just looking at the sweep of names, I started to cry. And I thought, why am I crying? I didn't know any of these people. I was a protester in the late 60s, and protesters and veterans did not mix. And I thought, this is a story I need to know. So what I did was interview veterans, men and women who were in Vietnam, serving in the armed forces, lost friends, lost buddies, came back and basically put their heads down and tried to get on with their lives. And through the live veterans, I was able to understand the stories of the men and women who are on the wall. And I just think it's really important for young people today to understand this history of our time in Vietnam. It was absolutely pivotal for those of us who grew up during that period of time. And it hasn't been studied much in school. Many people have been, young people have been like, what, Vietnam, what? But I think that's changing. I think there's a lot more acknowledgement right now of our time in Vietnam and the good things about it, the difficult things about it. You know, there's still a lot of controversy. There are many views of what the war was. That's okay. It's time to look at this stuff again.
So when you decide to take on a subject, and let's face it, it's a large subject, where did you want to begin? What was the starting point for you?
It is a large subject. It was way too large a subject. It was very challenging. I think I have two favorite things to do. One, I love to talk with people and just really sit down in a quiet room with one person and say, tell me about your life. So with these, to understand the Vietnam War, I wanted young people to understand, what is it like to fight in a war? It's easy for young people to think it's glamorous, an adventure, a rite of passage. What is it actually like to be out in the jungle with people trying to kill you? That's a very different experience than most people imagine it will be. So I got to interview these wonderful veterans who were really willing now to tell their stories after keeping quiet for so long. And then I was able to combine that with photographs of what was going on in Vietnam. So it just, my goal was to make it as immediate as possible so that you were just could feel you were there.
So, of course, there are the lines that bring us through here of the social activism that we saw then that we see now, the protests that we saw then, the ones that we see now, a presidency in disarray, an overseas war that takes a very long time. So there's a lot of parallels to from then to now. And what is interesting as you write this is that young people are getting very involved. So you're writing this book for young people. And is that in your mind as you're writing it?
No, not at all. This is one of those strange serendipity things that can happen when you're writing a book. I was kind of in a vacuum writing this book, just trying to get back to that period of time as much as I could. Then the final manuscript left my hands nearly a year ago. And in that time, this amazing radicalization of youth started happening. You know, I mean, just it's just tremendous to look at these kids who are saying, like, no more. No, we are going to get out there, and we are going to vote. Because during the Vietnam War, everybody had a stake. All young people had a stake in what was going on in Vietnam because we had a draft. At 18, if you were out of school and didn't have another way to get out of the draft, you had to go into the military. So we all cared fervently. Well, now we have a whole nother issue. It's like your school is a shooting gallery. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about people who are setting the laws and setting the policies in Washington? How do you feel they are responding to what your needs are? I mean, it's just remarkable. So this whole younger generation is suddenly like, wait a minute, we are not going to put up with this. It's very heartening to me. It's very exciting. It's a dangerous time when society is in this kind of uproar, and a very exciting and challenging time.
One of the things that you point out, though, is that these soldiers in Vietnam were kids. They were teenagers. They were teenagers. They were in their early 20s. They're young people. You, of course, are interviewing them as they're older. But that experience in writing this book for young people, I'm sure you wanted to make that case of these are people your age who were doing this.
Yeah. I think that's really important that, you know, when you're writing for young people, or of course many people who were involved in that time period are also brought back to it immediately by reading about that period of time or by watching the Ken Burns documentary. The amazing thing about interviewing these men and women is they're memories of this time are so vivid. It's like they go right back to that time. So it wasn't a blurry memory for them. They could be extremely specific about what happened to them and where they were and what they thought they were doing. And, you know, it was just amazing to interview them. It was just very heartfelt how they spoke with me.
So what do you want readers to take away from the story of Boots on the Ground?
First of all, just the history of the time. And second of all, that society can be in this kind of uproar and can change and can improve, but that it's not, there's no magic bullet. Excuse me for a bad choice of words there. And I also fervently believe that we must treat our veterans better. You know, we have a thing now where we say thank you for your service, which I appreciate that. The Vietnam War taught us to separate the war from the warriors, which we didn't do during the Vietnam War. We blamed the people who served as well as the government. But we have to do so much more. We have a very dysfunctional Veterans Administration, which is supposed to care for our veterans, and we just have to do better by the men and women who serve for us. You know, with an all-volunteer military now, it's like it's not on our consciousness as a nation, and it really, really does need to be. They deserve better from us.
The name of the book is Boots on the Ground, America's War in Vietnam. It is by Elizabeth Partridge. It is published by Viking Books for Young Readers. Elizabeth, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Boots on the Ground, America's War in Vietnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.